Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get yourself your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, all that good stuff. We will be talking about another award show that happens during this time of the year because we watched it. We watched all the performances. Damn, they're pretty good.
Yes.
Pretty damn good.
Camera work was really good too.
Ooh, some shade thrown to mama. But we'll be talking about Melon, MMA. Yes, there's so many MAMMAs for award shows. We have Blackpink updates as well. A little bit of news there. We will be talking a little bit of NewJeans, but some pretty dramatic stuff going on their quote unquote, they're like Weverse Live, which they use called phoning. JYP update with JYP himself. Oh. Jesse and Jay Park, you probably heard what's going on, but do you really know what's going on? BTS has a lot of stuff, apparently Haley has.
Yeah.
And Stray Kids, of course. So, again, we are the Permission to Stand podcast. We're here every Thursday, and you can check us out on our social media stuff, where we are holding currently a giveaway, Haley.
Yes, Christmas giveaway.
This will be the final episode for you to submit your entries.
Yes.
Haley, what can they do to enter this?
So you're going to DM us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, your alt group, and your ultimate bias. Along with screenshots of proof of you following us on Instagram and TikTok if you have it. And also,
I think that's it, right?
You wanted them to tell you what streaming platform they listen to us on.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah, I forgot about that. So, yeah, just let us know what streaming platform you do tune into every week if you are listening. And if you're new, thank you for listening. Where are you tuning in? And the winner of this giveaway, for the Christmas giveaway for this year, 2023, will receive a digipack of their choice in terms of their bias from their ultimate group.
Right.
Which is why you should also tell us that, your alt group and your bias. And that bias that you choose will also come with a POB.
Yes.
Like, or not. Actually, is it
photo
a POB?
Card.
A photo card. Oh, actually, it's not even. Or it could be a POB photo card.
POB or
possibly even a lucky draw photo card.
A lucky draw.
I know some. Not every group has digipacks of like the individual members. So it just depends. We'll figure it out. But
right.
That's just the general gist of it. So yes. Again, send that all on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. Send us DMs and give us a follow and give us all the screenshots and you'll hopefully win and be entered, and we'll be drawing it randomly on that thing that I've been using to do random,
it's like an
like
app.
A random auto pick kind of thing. And I always post it so you can see what the gods, the K-pop gods, have chosen and done. there you go. This is the last week. All right, let's get started. MMA, Melon Music Awards.
Yes.
So, crazy enough, it was like literally after Mama.
Like a week off?
Not too far off. Yeah. And, well, guess what? They had also amazing performances. The only big major difference that from what I saw and what you possibly have noticed is the camera work.
Yeah. It was not filming the audience. Thank you.
It wasn't like cutting at random good moments where like it should be zoomed in on
the
actual dancers or singers like mid-performance. And I mean, shoot, it just shows like Melon, like they know their shit. Like the camera work was so good. And I got to say, every performance was like, oh, chef's kiss. I really enjoyed every performance. Mm-hmm. I guess let's tell everyone, if you haven't checked it out, you should check it out, first of all.
Yeah, they've uploaded it all on the official Melon YouTube. Yes. Finally.
And it's all there. And it's really good. Well, kind of all there.
Yeah, no. No, they did. So they did. Okay. Because when we watched it, they didn't have like the full performances. But
it's so weird.
I know. Now they've uploaded it in full and it's not like split into multiple different videos.
It sucks because when we first watched it, because it literally was when it came out and it was like, it was like performances were split. So it's like there's two performances, but they're actually one in the same
for
the
same artist. And it missed a lot of like, they had like a beginning and an ending.
Those intros are super cool too. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why is it missing the intros? Because we didn't even know some of the intros and stuff existed till we saw on fan cams or like other recordings.
Right. Because Rise even had like a little like movie-ish.
80s too.
Was that? No, 80s was Mama.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it with Mama with the pepper?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. <It's Mama. laughs> I was just thinking of that pepper thing.
But then a lot of them had like little intros in the beginning that were cut initially, but they're all uploaded in full now because I saw it.
Does that mean we have an excuse to watch them
to watch it again, because actually we didn't even see all of Shiny's. Like they cut off after like two songs and they had like three more songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, their, like, medley that they were doing.
So, I guess we have to watch that. Because there were performances by NCT Dream, aespa, IVE, NewJeans, SHINee, Stacy, Rise, ZB1, Boys Next Door, Lee Young-ji, Kiss of Life, Imase, yes, the Japanese artist, and Silica Gel. So, that was pretty crazy.
See,
all of them
were
good.
There's no 80s.
Yeah, never mind. I was like, wait a second. When I read this, I was like, you're right. There's no peppers.
Yeah.
but also, like, it was just really good. All the performances. And, like, it was kind of like KCON, where it was the stage is in the middle of the whole venue, right?
Yeah.
So, that was really interesting. But you have to give credit to, like, the camera work and the backup dancers for a lot of these groups.
Oh, yeah.
They were fantastic. Like, everything was... Like, literally, it was just like chef's kiss kind of thing.
Right.
Just watch it. I don't know what else to say. Like, because Stacy was really good, like, and my favorite, and I'm not being biased at all, NewJeans.
Oh, like, all the remixes that they do for the MMAs, like, all of the groups have a remixed version.
Of their songs. And it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Actually, good point, because, man, NewJeans... like whoever composed their medley and remixed it, they get two chef's kiss because like it was so good.
I wish they would like put that out on Spotify or something.
Yeah, I wish they put like they would do so well, like just streaming it and having it on like actual music streaming platforms just to listen to. It's so good. You know what? Kiss of Life was pretty cool, like their performance.
Yeah.
And also, aespa's was super good too. And then, like, IVE was one of the ones where it was like split, right? And we like watched it a second time. So it would be cool to see IVE again perform.
What we saw of SHINee's was freaking amazing because they did everybody.
Oh my God.
And
we saw it.
They did the mech transformation.
They did the full on Transformers Megazord Power Ranger fucking dance choreo, the one where they. It was crazy because, you know, like, there's only four members now.
Well,
and then
three right now.
Of them currently active because Anyu is still kind of MIA. Mm-hmm. But they did it and it was super cool because they actually had the help of the backup dancers and it was freaking awesome. Like, it was some crazy, like a Gundam Megazord robot. It was cool.
I really liked ZB1's performance, not being biased, but then it was so cute because like I was telling Joko, because it looked like that anime Yuri on Ice. They looked like skaters.
Their outfits were they're very reminiscent of like figure skaters.
And then Rise also performed as well, and then Wonbin, he was the intro and he was playing the guitar. Forget a guitar.
So your bias was playing the guitar. He was rocking. He was actually really playing the guitar. That was crazy. As you can see from this lineup, half of it's like SM.
That's actually true.
Yeah, like half if not more is were from SM. So there you go. SM trying to take over a Melon. But it was really cool. Let's see. So just like the MAMA Awards, NewJeans also took home 2 day songs, which are the grand, like the grand award, grand prize kind of thing. And that's pretty wild. They took home 2 day songs and 2 different award shows back to back. I'm telling you.
I mean,
not being
they
biased.
They deserve it.
Not being biased either. But yeah. So also, I guess we should say which two they got. They got Artist of the Year and Best Song of the Year. Then there's 2 more day songs left for the MMAs, and one of them was the Album of the Year and Record of the Year, and one went to IVE, which is awesome. So IVE took home a day song, and NCT Dream. So there you go.
And I think in total, New Jeans took home
they took a lot.
5 Melon Awards.
Yeah, I mean, even like there's a bunch of. It's just like any award show. You know, there's a handful of them too. Like Jungkook even took, you know, solo artists.
And
there's just like the list goes down. But these are the day songs.
Oh, and then I feel like all of the groups that performed did take something home.
Yes.
From what I remember. Yeah, so ZB1 and Rise, they took home Rookies of the Year. The new Rookies of the Year, basically, for those two.
Well, I mean, someone must be happy about that.
Oh, of course.
Let's see, and I think from there, I think that's pretty much. Well, you have some random ass stuff.
Oh, random ass stuff.
Well, it sounded like you were done talking about the melons, but there's a bunch of notes that you made.
Well, this is just like something small, Ricky, because we all know that Ricky has like platinum blonde hair, and he's had blonde hair ever since he debuted and like pre-debuted. And then he was seen at the airport a few days before the Melon Awards with black hair. And, I was like, no.
Devastation.
But then I was like, did they really dye it?
Emotional damage.
No, because like I had a feeling that it was probably spray on dye, because for the Crush performances, his hair, if you guys remember or have watched it, it's blonde, but then they spray the tips black. I don't know how I feel about that look, but then I guess they sprayed all his hair black. I don't know what it was for,
just
though.
To troll you guys?
I guess. And then, like,
just to scare you guys, I guess.
I was like, did he do, like, a photo shoot or something? Maybe. But for Mama, obviously, not Mama, for Melon, he obviously had blonde hair, and then he confirmed on Bubble, because I guess, like, a lot of zeros were freaking out about him having black hair, and he's like, oh, no, it was just spray on, and it took a while for it to wash out. It had to wash it like 5 times in a row for it to like come out.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, thank God he's still blonde.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
No, I know. But yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
For the MMAs.
Okay, so I guess Melon is done. I think we can start talking about Blackpink. I feel like we haven't really talked as much about them, and you know, we've kind of all been under the same page in terms of what is going on with this contract extension since they only had a season's greetings by Rosie and Hank.
Yeah.
So it looks like YG has finally confirmed it. So fellow Blinks, Blackpink has agreed to renew their contract. I don't think we have any details about the specific contracts, but usually I think the extensions are like about 3 years, around three to 3 years, maybe sometimes 2, sometimes 5, but usually 3 years, just like Twice kind of did. And it sounds like they're just going to continue to have group activities under the label.
It's so, like, are they going to make another album?
That is the big question, because of how long YG takes to...
Yeah, 5 years for
by
them.
By the time their new comeback comes, it's going to be at the end of the contract at this rate. Like, it's not going to be good. But, I mean, let's fingers crossed that YG is finally figuring themselves out.
I don't trust them.
I mean, we don't trust them, but we're just hoping. Yeah. At this point, we're just praying and hoping for the best. It does sound like we don't have any confirmation about their solo and individual activities. Because, I mean, we already talked about how Jisoo and Jennie had their own for solo stuff. But I heard they're still negotiating, or that's what I've read. We're not sure exactly what's going on, because, I mean, a lot of people were saying, like, they wish they had more stuff going on, too, like, even individually.
Well, that's Blackpink for you. It took 5 years for them to come out with a full album.
Yeah, and in between, it's just, like, at least they had some solos, but, like, was it enough? I mean, like, you know, this is us coming from people who you know, listen to Hybe artists and also SM artists.
JYP.
Especially Hailey. Hailey loves cutting in, right? Before the dramatic part. JYP. JYP was the last final one because he's a final boss. Because we know how that works. If you stand a group with JYP, you'll be fed.
Every single month.
There's going to be nonstop comebacks. I mean, there's tons
shows.
Of NMIX stuff even going on right now. It's nonstop. That's just how JYP works. We do have a few more other things. So, aside from that good news, we have some, it depends on your side of this for news. You might take it as bad. You might take it as good. Reportedly, V and Jennie, yes, Taehyung, our Taehyung, have apparently ended their relationship before V's upcoming military enlistment.
It's crazy because they never came out officially either. Like, people were just guessing that they were together.
I know there's people that still don't think it or believe it. I mean, that's up to you to decide. I honestly, personally think they definitely did go out. And
there's evidence.
All that
it's
we have
not
a full,
like empty.
We have a full episode talking about them, and that's like it was a while back. That was months ago. But if you want to find it and you're just tuning in for the first time, there was so much evidence. It was like obvious.
Yeah.
That they just never went out and announced it. If anything, there was more evidence that they went out compared to even the official announcements for G-Dragon and Jennie. And also Kai and Jennie when they officially went out. Those two couples. There was more stuff of Tae and Jennie.
Because you know how ARMY are.
Oh, you know. Exactly. So, that's what I think of it. But, I mean, it makes sense. You know, he's going to be in the military. I guess, you know, some people are either and some people are excited and happy.
She can't do long distance. She's not ready to be a military wife.
Not yet. Yeah. Tae didn't put a ring on it yet. So I guess they have parted their separate ways. So all the Delulus rejoice. And I'm talking about Delulus for Jennie and Delulus for Tae. Rejoice. Let's see. We do have one more thing with YG. So apparently they will also be announcing this crazy large global audition. It's like a tour almost. They will be finding the next successors of Blackpink and Big Bang starting on January 13, 2024, next year.
This is weird to me.
It is. I agree.
I mean, unless it's going to be something like Vicha.
It's possible.
Or Cat's Eye for Hybe.
Here's the thing, though. Hybe and JYP for Vicha, they can manage and handle all the work.
A lot of groups.
Because they obviously, we talked about, they are like nonstop comebacks, there's promotions, there's a lot of stuff going on, like vlogs, videos, you know, not just shows and hosts, but also, I'm talking about the actual, when I say videos, I can't think of the word I'm thinking of.
Variety shows?
Variety shows.
But the thing is, I often forget that Treasure is under YG because I feel like I don't see anything from them. They're not promoted. Do they even have a show? They probably do, but it's not promoted properly.
And that's the worrisome part, because if they're gonna be busy focusing on this crazy global tour, what about their babies?
Yeah, they're literally actual little monsters that
baby
just
monster.
Debuted, and they're not even promoting them on music shows. So.
They're not promoting them already, and you guys are gonna be busy doing full-on global auditions, even though you guys are really kind of late to the party. Also, you just renewed Blackpink.
Yeah.
You just renewed Blackpink. Do you remember how long it took for us to get an album from Blackpink?
Crazy.
So, I don't know. I don't know how
to
feel about this.
I really think they're just putting it out because JYP and Hybe have put out that global group. Basically, they're trying to compete with that.
So I don't know. YG, please just don't let us down any more than you already have. But if anything, as YG stands, we are already braced and ready for impact of nothing happening.
Yeah.
So that's going on with Blackpink and the world of YG. So fingers crossed we'll actually get some cool stuff when and actual comebacks and more tours. Mm-hmm. I mean, fingers crossed. Like, I really hope so. Let's see. We can move on. Well, I guess we talked about JYP. We brought him up really quick. Mm. I will go down to JYP because JYP, the man himself, JY Park mm-hmm. of JYP Entertainment.
JYP.
He confessed that he has felt a little bit more relaxed lately, Haley.
Good for him.
You know why?
Yeah, I do. Because I read it.
He feels a little more relaxed. He could breathe easy because he is now second in the industry. Because number one is HYBE.
Yeah, obviously.
But the thing is, because I guess he was like on an interview on this one show, right? And so he kind of shared his perspectives and was talking about a lot of different things. And of course, HYBE did come up because mm-hmm. he is good friends, actually, with Bang, PD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So JYP said that he was once number one, mm-hmm. just, you know, to flex. Like, don't forget, he was once number one.
Before BTS took over the world.
So, but he feels more at ease being number two. And he thinks second place is just the perfect spot for JYP. It's like, you know, they're like a reliable company in terms of like the amount of, you know, I guess content they put out with their artists. So
concerts,
that's why they're still like, it's just BTS was like the cash crop, right?
Yeah.
For HYBE, and like they just exploded.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so second place is JYP. They were first place before, and apparently like he thinks that second place is just the perfect spot because
there's, like, no pressure.
He said he was just really like excited and happy that HYBE has been so successful,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and he would be like less happy. He said, literally, he quote unquote said, would hurt his heart more if Bang PD didn't do as well.
Mm.
But obviously, so, surpassed anyone's expectations.
Spoken like a friend, true friend,
like a friend indeed. And then I guess also JYP did also announce something very interesting. He has a goal to make his own JYP Center. I imagine this is like a freaking like a Ghibli world, except JYP world.
I'd love it.
So it's like a 10,000 pyong. I don't know what that is, but 355,000 square feet. That is huge. Like facility. Apparently it's going to be JYP's new headquarters and will be the most creative space in the world. He's making this sound like he's going to make Google.
He's gonna make a space station
his own
or something.
Google complex, not even a station or complex, but a campus, right?
Sounds good.
So JYP Center, that's his dream. That's what I'm sure he has the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever that happens, that'd be cool. We'll try to visit.
Yeah.
But that would be really cool, and that's interesting to see. I mean, JYP is just JYP, even though everyone has just bashed on him because of that Sweet Dreams performance that we all...
I mean, he did that to himself.
We all were very shook, including the audience, to see. But
he had to know that was going to be a meme.
He knew he was going to be a meme.
He had to know.
But at the same time, yeah, I mean, there you go. He's still doing his thing. And for someone like that, he's running his company pretty mm-hmm. well still. As much as we feel like he overworks, especially like Stray Kids.
I feel like the artists really respect JYP though, and they're like
quote unquote.
I mean, like quote unquote respect.
But like, I know they tease him
in
stuff,
a way
but
where they feel like comfortable talking to him, like as if he was like a friend, not just a boss kind of 100%.
Like they like can actually bash on him and tease him, but at the same
they
time
they troll him so much.
At the same time, they definitely respect him.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know, they're doing the dance challenges with him, even though it's like embarrassing, probably like you know, secondhand embarrassment for like the idols themselves. But at the same time, you know. That's cool to see like the actual like CEO
boss,
of the company,
yeah.
their boss
mm-hmm.
is actually active,
yes.
like in the industry still,
exactly.
as an artist.
Yeah, putting
plus
out
he
those
just
albums.
Had he just had his comeback, right?
Yeah.
I still haven't listened to it.
Only whatever's been on the TikTok.
We'll leave that to our other friends who, especially our one friend who is a huge JYP bias stan.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you are. First name starts with a J. Second part
Ames.
Ends with Ames. You know who you are. Let's see. I think we could talk about Adore. And we're talking about Adore and NewJeans. Because I don't know if you saw this,
mm-mm,
but some crazy stuff happened on their recent phoning live. Phoning live is their their type of, you can say they're Weavers.
So do they not use Weavers?
Not live? Too often. They do, like,
I think I've seen that.
They do sometimes.
Yeah.
And, like, for, like, group things and, like, more organized stuff. But when they do, like, the, you know, like, the random, like, lives that other groups do, it's usually through phoning. And that's an app that they have on mobile apps, yeah. right? And it's cool. It's like a, it's like whenever they have one appearing, the notification is like a phone call.
Right.
So it looks like you're getting a phone
call.
Video
call from
and
them.
It says like the specific member that's calling you. And then sometimes you're lucky enough and you get like two or three of them at the same time. Mm-hmm. But it's really cool. It's sometimes voice, right? Some like there's even like JYP has stuff like that. I think like Bubble, right?
Right.
So sometimes it's voice, but most of the time it's like them, you know, like a regular Weaver's life that everyone, you know, like you're is accustomed to, like in terms, especially if you're like a BTS fan, right? Like if you're an ARMY. So they did have a phoning live where some shit happened. Some there's always those like
fucking
assholes.
Yeah.
Those malicious commenters who it's
haters.
It's either they're full on haters or they're just, you know, they're just not right in the head and they just want all the clout, right? They want the attention.
No, it
doesn't
in the
matter.
Wrong way, though.
Doesn't matter how. Yeah.
Yeah
it's at the cost of, you know.
It's just like all those people that do those prank calls.
It's
and like.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's really bad. So this one was pretty crazy. So Adore is going to actually take legal action because Hain and Minji, so we got the Mangnae and the oldest member, they did a live very recently. I think this was like last night of this recording or the yesterday something. And during the actual during the phoning broadcast, Hain was like shook because like the thing with phoning is like it, crazy enough, it's just like. Weverse is the same thing, right? Like
you can comment it.
It doesn't matter if you're subscribed or anything. Like it's just gonna scroll through really fast.
Right.
Like it's so fast because there's like millions of us, right, going through it. But they caught this one person that said that they wanted Minji to go die. So that psychopath, like Minji, is actually pretty good. She's like super smart and she's like doesn't let anything get to her, to be honest. But she. Like, Hain was shocked and, like, was like, oh, my God. She looked super, like, shook, right? And then she, like, Hain herself said, this is, like, getting too much.
Yeah.
Then Minji, you know, the professional she is, promptly, like, responded by saying, let's just take a screenshot. And then.
As proof, basically.
So you got the ID of the person. Don't worry. Minji was not the only one that got a screenshot. There's other people obviously, tons of people saw it.
Exactly.
So now they have the person's ID. And this idiot, you should know that you could get tracked so easy.
Right.
So easy. It's just like they look up your username. They could follow it back to your IP address and then follow to your actual address, the actual
your
actual real name and get all the information because they're going to take legal action. If you're going to.
Oh, you're in trouble.
You're posing public death threats. You are screwed. I wonder what country this person is from.
Yeah.
Either way, they're just screwed in general. Mm-hmm. But Hain even just double checked. She's like, did you remember that person's ID? Like, or the, and she was like, the comment's really mean. And Minji's like, oh, no worries. Like she was telling Hain, like, I got it. Like I got the screenshot. She even double checked to make sure she had it. So yeah, Adore. Is going to take legal action.
Good, I'm glad.
They announced it everywhere. There was a
should, because I feel like this should offset people from
100%.
Stop
this is
doing
how
that shit.
Yeah, for ruining this, because it ruined it a little bit in a way where Adore is going to be changing phoning to only commenters allowed will be people who are actually paying. Subscribe to like the phoning app and whatever they use for the whole thing, for the subscription.
Yeah.
So that is what's happening, but I remember getting the Weaver's notification by Adore, and I was like, "Wait, what the hell is going on?" So I did like a little bit of homework. Wrong company. What's the other company that sings drama? TXT, right?
Yeah.
Drama.
Also, Monster X.
Oh shoot, that's
also had one.
Well, there you go. Well, we're talking hype, so we'll take the TXT drama song. That one's really good. Haley knows I enjoy that song a lot. So, fingers and hats crossed. Hats crossed. Fingers crossed. Hats off. I don't even know. None of those
cross
made any
hats.
Sense. Yeah, haven't you heard that? Cross your hats. Hats off to Adore for taking legal action and making it really serious, because that is serious. And I don't even understand why people do that. That's just blows my mind.
Because they have nothing better to do.
Their lives must be so sad and shitty. Yeah. So let's see. We will go on to, because we talked about JYP. And last but not least, Jesse and Jay Park. Jesse was apparently just after several months of her contract with More Vision.
Yeah, right? I think it was like 7 months.
Jay Park's thing. Yeah, so was apparently about to have a potential contract termination. Bum, bum, bum.
So I was like, what the hell? Why?
Then moments later, and within a span of less than 24 hours, Jesse and Jay Park both put on their Instagram that they're all good. Nothing is like bullshit, basically.
Like, who started that rumor?
Who knows? Like,
who did that?
Some type of some media company,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because Jesse was like, just got off the plane and saw all this nonsense.
Yeah,
and
that
she posted
funny.
A photo with her and Jay Park
like,
to say that they're Gucci, basically.
Yeah, basically. And then Jay Park, too. And he put, like, the little, like, cute, like, wavy hand. Like, yeah, everything's fine. Like, so.
I'm glad that they spoke out. To end that.
To end that.
To rumor, like, straight away, basically.
Like, mic drop. Sealed. Done. Speaking about done, I think we're done with this first half. As everyone knows, that means Stray Kids and BTS is coming up. But before that, we will remember to plug in. Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And you can also enter our Christmas giveaway. All the info is at the beginning of this episode if somehow you're only tuning in halfway.
Yes.
And please give us a like, rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in. Whatever podcast streaming platform you are using, we really appreciate it. We like reading the ratings and the reviews. It's always nice to see the constructive and also like kind words that people have. And especially TikTok, because we want people to follow us there, because I feel like it's slowly growing. Like, we want to at least hit 10k. I want 10k followers. That'd be kind of cool.
Yes. I mean, if we posted more videos.
Haley. The amount of gold and treasures in the palm of our hands right now, in our phones,
yes.
In terms of videos, it's mind-boggling.
I know. I was like, because I had to try and find like space and decide what videos I need to delete from my phone. And I was going through some of the Stray Kids ones that I had, and I have like all these like random ones of Bang Chan. Like, when he's talking to the audience and stuff. And I was like, I don't even remember this happening, but it's pretty funny.
Why don't you put it on?
I don't know.
This is me.
Stop it. He's tickling me.
Okay. So, Haley will work on that. That's her project for the end of 2023.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And
I also need to do the New Jeans ones. I think that's the most
important
one. Before the new year, because that was almost a year ago.
Please.
Yes, I know.
Please. Yes. That's all I ask. That's all we've been promising everyone for the past 2 months.
Yeah, it's not
even though it's
not
been
hyping
almost
it up
a year
or anything, because it's literally like a 10-second video probably.
Oh man. It continues.
Yes,
the wait.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I think this is the time where, Haley, you could take it from here. You seem to have a good amount of BTS stuff to talk about for all our armies listening.
I do, because pretty soon they're all going to be in the military, and then I don't know how much content we're actually going to get from them.
Our man Jin will be back.
That's true, in 7 months.
Very
no, 6 months.
And
six
soon
months.
Enough, mm-hmm. soon enough, this man will give us all the content.
I mean,
in terms
he definitely
of
will.
All the weird stuff that he does, he'll be like cooking, eating, more Jin eats, right?
Yeah, because like even Namjoon had said too, he's like, don't worry, like Jin will be back in 6 months and he's gonna be working hard to give you guys like the content that you need,
basically. I hope he'll come back and have his own Twitch or like, you know, like some type of like gaming stream. Yeah. And we just watch him weekly, just play Rage Games and MapleStory.
I feel like he might do like a album too, because he's technically the only one that didn't put out an actual album. He only did that single.
I do like Jin's music too. Mm-hmm. His solo stuff is really good. Mm-hmm. Not being biased at all.
You are biased because he is your bias.
Okay, I'm a little biased, but mm-hmm. I'm hoping he does like, that'd be cool if he does like a gaming streaming thing, because man, the hours of enjoyment and the hours of pain and misery that Jin goes through.
I mean, he yells and screams and moans.
So make sure when you tune into those, you close your door and make sure no one's home.
Right. Have your headphones in, basically.
Oh, yes, yes. Plug those in, because that would be very important, unless you want your parents or loved ones or your pets to think you're doing something else.
Yes. So basically, we all know that the enlistment dates are coming up for the remaining four members. But what on the enlistment notice that was put out, ARMY had noticed that it said that Jungkook and Jimin would not only be enlisting on the same day, which is December 12th, but they will be enlisting together. So, like, people, if you're, like, confused because, like, you know, well, duh, they're enlisting together because they're going on the same day, right? You think it's like that.
Right,
but no,
right.
They're actually signed up for an actual companion, companion soldiers. That's, like, the official term for it in the Korean military. So, it's basically, like, a buddy system. And I guess you can actually sign up for this. Decided to do this because, like, in the Korean version, the translation of the term enlisting together is actually companion soldiers. And then basically, like, the concept of it means is that Jungkook and Jimin will be dispatched to the same basic training center, and it was also reported that it is the same one Jin is
at,
and he will be actually their trainer.
That's freaking... I wish they could record, like, the sessions.
I'm sure we'll get something from them, knowing them, you know. And then after their basic training, they will be sent to the same living units in the same base and will be discharged at the same time. So basically, they're attached at the hip 24/7. And then I noticed that in this article, too, someone had linked... There's, like, I forgot what the show is called. There's a show that follows, like... military enlistment and like friends going into the military together doing this companion system. And then basically, like, the sergeant or whoever the trainer is, he basically tells the people, that the soldiers, they're like, okay, grab your partner's hand, hold his hand, and like they look confused. They're like, what is going on? And he's like, no, you have to grab each other's hand and then walk into the training center together. So basically
they have to hold hands.
Yes, like skip. Specifically they said you have to hold hands and walk in together. So
skip all the way inside.
I mean, at least, you know, Jungkook will be together like that, so I'm sure they'll have a good time together during their enlistment.
Well, at this point, yeah, it sounds like that's pretty crazy.
I mean, it's nice that they were able to do that. And I'm, like, wondering why no one else did. But I guess it depends on what kind of, like, division that they chose. So Jimin and Jungkook are joining the Army's 5th Infantry Division Boot Camp, and which is the one that Jin is going to be their assistant trainer, basically.
Oh, boy. Please.
I feel like this was planned.
I want a whole... Haley, this 100,000%.
I feel like they knew already.
It was orchestrated.
They knew. Whoever... They're like, oh, see you soon. Oh, we won't get to see Jin until he comes back in 2025. Ha ha, psych. Because they knew they were going to see him.
They probably knew they were going to see him sooner already, too. Yeah. But it's still going to be... It was still a while since mm-hmm. Jin has been there, technically. But
yeah, it's been there for like 100%, a year.
Whoever was working at HYBE, like, they planned this so well.
Yeah. Like, they're like, here's our content.
This has to be like a series. I really hope there's like a recording series where Jin is forcing V-Min to walk together.
Jungkook
to walk together and skip inside and then train them.
Yeah.
Especially, I would love to have more. It's been a while since I have Jungkook. I want to see Jungkook.
It's been a while. Oh, that's true. Yeah, I mean, because they have such like a cute relationship, like older brother and younger brother, but Jin is the youngest.
Exactly.
Basically.
But like he, but then at, there's also those times where like Jin is just like trolling Jungkook.
I miss
that shit. Like when they're just practicing on the stage. Mm-hmm. And they're just like waiting in between sets or during practice and you just like F around with each other.
Right.
But yeah, that's going to be, but my goodness, Jin's going to have his hands full. If it would have been, even if it was Tae in there, any of those three.
Oh,
combination,
goodness.
Any of the combination.
Naughty Mungne.
So that's 100% will be, I would watch it. 100 weekly.
Yes.
Weekly episodes, please.
So recently, Namjoon v. Jimin and Jungkook.
Jungkook.
Yeah, that's kind of like one of those
your favorite type of
sounds,
edits.
Yeah, Jungkook did a Weverse live last night. It's been a while since we have seen all of them
that
together.
Fucking Weverse live!
Oh,
I did not even watch like any like of it, but I've seen enough clips.
You've probably seen it all, basically.
Of the chaos.
Yeah, it was very chaotic.
You probably have them in your notes. So I'll just wait because oh my god.
V basically showed up to this live and he has some weird type of hairstyle going on. It's called the coconut head hairstyle.
It's very reminiscent of Mingyu. So I think Mingyu and V, they went to the same hairstylist or something.
I don't know. He looks weird with this hairstyle.
It's like they look like a little boy,
little
school
boy
boys.
Haircut.
Schoolboy haircut.
It is, really, yeah. And then... So he hasn't cut off, I don't know if this is like the hairstyle that he's going to go for when he enters the military, or if he's going to actually shave it more, but Jungkook actually has his head shaved already, and then he gave us a sneak peek of it, very, very like a millisecond of it when he ran.
It's literally a blur.
He ran past the camera like when they were saying bye, but of course, you know, Army slowed it down, took screenshots.
Like, it's hard still because like he was so fast and the frame rate of the video was like, you know, the FPS is not high, so he's just gonna look like a blur, but it looked funny as hell, like as a blur. It's like when you catch like a freaking like Bigfoot.
Yes, exactly. Running,
but Bigfoot with his like has like a fucking like, I don't know, the way his head is shaved, it's weird. It's like alien looking little bit.
I think it was just because of the velocity. The speed he was going.
We're getting into math and everything here. But that was funny as hell. We did get a sneak peek of it, and it was not the best sneak peek.
Yeah.
Or was it?
So, but then, like, obviously the one person that didn't want to, like, talk about shaving their hair.
Oh, let me guess.
Who?
Let me guess.
Yeah, I guess.
The one that was eating pizza.
I mean, they all were.
Oh, shit. Jimin. I'll just say. I just remember.
Yeah, Jimin. He's very, like, sensitive about it. Because they were all talking about it. And how saying, like, oh, Namjoon is, like, he's fine.
Oh, yeah,
because
he's
had
already...
he's had it shaved since, like, summertime. So he's already...
He's ready.
And then, obviously, like, V and Jungkook obviously don't care.
IDJAF, for real.
But Jimin, it was, like, really sensitive on the topic. And he said, like, he doesn't even want to post himself, like, when his hair is, like, shaved. And then he's like, can we change the subject? He's like, I don't want to talk about, like, shaving our hair anymore. I know.
Wow.
Yeah,
sensitive.
Okay,
Mr. Sensitive.
I mean, it's obvious that we're going to see it, whether he likes it or not.
Do you have that note where, like, Namjoon made them say like their hello,
yes,
their greeting.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. So like I think Namjoon was like on, I think he was drunk actually.
I'm pretty sure this dude was on one. He was good.
He was. And
he was 100%.
And to like prove that is because like V actually took a sip of what he thought was Namjoon's coffee.
It was in like a Starbucks looking styrofoam
coffee cup.
Right? Like
yeah, so V obviously thought, oh, I'm gonna have a sip of coffee. And he took a sip. And then, like, his face was like, huh? And then he looked at Namjoon, Namjoon, like, squinted his face, like...
They both smiled at each other,
and
like...
That was not coffee. I bet it was alcohol.
100%. It was so obvious after
or
that.
Or it was, like, spiked coffee
it
or
was
something.
It was funny as hell. So it was really good, though. That was one of, like, I think
the
funniest parts for me. Like, during the whole... Besides Jungkook running... Like, the bald Jungkook?
Yeah. And then, because, like, Namjoon was having the time of his life with it, too, because he was trolling
them.
Dude,
he was 100% on a good one. For real, he's buzzed.
So, like, he was actually waiting for the other members to, like, not pay attention or, like they're, eating, yeah, they're drinking, busy, like stuffing was, their mouth.
Literally had food. A pizza in his mouth.
And I think V had, like, a chicken wing or something.
Yeah, oh, my
and
God.
And Jungkook was just not paying attention.
Because
and
then, he's just being Jungkook, like, zoning out or out. Some other shit.
And then all of a sudden, Namjoon did, like, their greeting. And then, like, V was like,
say, yeah. something
and then... they're all like panicked. They're like, wait, like, what the heck? They can't even do it because their like mouth is full.
That was funny.
And Namjoon was just laughing about it. He's like trolling them.
He's like, I need this alcohol because I'm going to be stuck with you guys.
Yes. And then there's still a lot of those Yoongi marry me comments. And V even pointed out, he's like, still? Like, still these comments? And then Namjoon was like, he can't get married right now. He's in the army.
This is true.
Yeah, so I mean, they... they just play off that
breaking
joke now.
People's Delulu hearts.
I think that's pretty much it. I mean, their live is all still on Weverse. I think it's translated. I'm not too sure.
I have no idea either.
Because like sometimes they with their lives now, Weverse has been very good at it, and then they translate in real time. But if not, Tay Tay Boo has it all up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you're good.
Uh huh. And then so V has actually, oh, it was announced that he finished filming a music video with IU, which she will be releasing the first half of next year.
Finally.
Yes. So, like, I feel like everybody is working with IU except for Jungkook. So he's probably...
How does he feel? I want to know his genuine feelings on
this
situation.
I think, like, if I was him and I had a crush on someone... and like, I feel he feels nervous or like shy towards her.
Especially,
I think
it was publicly known.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone knows that he has a crush or had a crush on IU.
Maybe he's actually avoiding her because he's too nervous.
No, I think so too. She's probably like, "Do you want it?" And he's like, "No, I don't want to do it." And then
he's like, "No, it goes straight to voicemail."
I'm just kidding. I don't know what it is.
I mean, it was. It's too late now. It's sad, but it's too late until he comes back.
That's true. 2025.
Oh, gosh.
Jin's birthday was actually on December 4th. He posted a video. Of course, he does so every month for ARMY.
Which we still appreciate. That's really awesome that he actually had this.
Yeah, it's like the P.S. I Love You movie.
It really is.
It is.
It is.
It's like every month we have to expect a video from him.
Do you think he got it from there?
I think so. Knowing him, he 100% did.
He's like a closet romantic.
He is. So actually...
And troll. Actually, he's not a closet troll. He's just a troll. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
So during his birthday, you know, for like any of the members in Korea, a lot of ARMY will put up like different displays, projects and everything for the members' birthdays. They have them
right.
like big billboards and posters.
All that
and
cool
then
stuff.
All the cafes are like
why,
decked
why
out.
Why can't we do that here?
They
we need,
do.
But we don't. It's not as much.
I know, but they probably would if they knew that the members would come, don't you think? They're like, oh, there's a chance that the member will come to the cafe if it's decked out.
I guess so. But I mean,
they're not going to come here.
No,
so.
But what I'm saying, see, that's not, okay. Mm. What I'm trying to say is that a lot of people, even when it was like Lisa's birthday and all that stuff, they do it in China. They do it in like all the
money.
Asian countries. Oh, money.
Drop
we
some
can put
money.
With our collective money,
and
we could
also,
put a billboard or
I
something.
I mean, people, like, do it here. I've seen it.
We've seen the trucks.
The billboards. Like, in New York, they have those huge ones.
No, but those...
in New York City.
The one in New York, you're thinking of are, like, the ads, though.
No, I'm
oh,
not.
For reals.
People actually make those billboards, like, pay for the ads to be put up there.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Like, they had one
we need
for
more
Bang...
in LA. What
they
the
had
fuck?
One for Bang Chan. But then... so, like, obviously for Jin's birthday, they had all those things going on. But Jin specifically asked his brother, because Jin can't go. He told his brother.
Oh, no way, for real.
He did. He told his brother, he said, can you please attend the birthday events
oh,
that
no
ARMY made for me on my behalf?
He sent his older brother
yes,
as a proxy.
He did.
To all his birthday stuff.
He did. And
that's
then,
pretty awesome. Did his brother keep his promise?
He did. So his brother actually posted about how Seokjin had asked him to attend the birthday events, and he went to them, and then he took photos and he posted it on social media. And he's like, I came back from visiting the exhibition event. The fans have arranged for my Dongsaeng's birthday, which is younger brother. On behalf of our family, I would like to say thank you to the people who have put together this amazing place with a lot of effort. My Dongsaeng...
Ooh, wait a second. You said effort.
Oh, sorry.
Why do I have to apologize? I'm just saying that your little bit of Aussie fob came out.
My Dongsaeng, who is currently in the military base and would have difficulty traveling, contacted me to attend and convey thanks on his behalf. So I'm relaying it through this post.
They are definitely brothers. Just from that, the text alone, he's 100% related to Jin.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so that was cute. And then, like we said, 6 months left until Jin comes back.
Wow.
Also, one last thing. Jungkook drops Standing Next to You remix with Usher.
Usher baby.
And he also did a dance challenge with him.
He did. I still can't believe this happened.
And Justin Timberlake's probably crying because, like, how come he didn't get to do one with Jungkook? 100%.
I've seen all the JT crying memes. Yeah.
I was like, where is his one?
We need JT for sure. Well, yeah, what the heck?
I don't know what happened. But I know, like, Usher has been in, like, trying to scope out the K-pop. Because remember, he was talking even to talking to Jenny.
Yeah. We need someone to fly JT to Korea before Jungkook. Well, actually, Jungkook
too late
already.
He
can wear a wig.
That's true. Their wigs are pretty high quality.
He could just borrow, like, an Ajumma's wig.
Or he can wear a cap or beanie.
Yeah. See, there you go. Yeah. I still want the Ajumma's wig.
Oh, God. No. So that's it for BTS. I have some small news for Stray Kids.
Because you have a little break from Stray Kids this week, I feel like.
Not even like a break. Because there's still all their shows dropping that they've like pre-recorded and stuff. But they're not actually active. Which is fine because they're probably like taking this time to... rest, I hope.
Yeah, to live their life like outside of always dancing, recording nonstop, everything.
I mean,
JYP.
You know, Bang Chan's probably working always.
Oh, that's true. This man's he's 100%. He's a workaholic.
But
definition.
So Felix attended the LV pre-fall 2024 show in Hong Kong.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I was like thinking, did I talk about this yet? Probably not. I think I said that he was going to attend. But yeah, so he did. And Pharrell was there.
Yeah. Oh man, that picture was so cool.
Yes. So he took a photo with him. And he was also seen hanging out with the actor Song Joong-ki. I watched him in a lot of K-dramas before when he was younger, actually. And then because Felix has obviously been going to a lot of these events, and I remember his first one, he was really, really nervous and then, like, confident.
Way different.
He didn't want to be, like, alone because, like, usually he goes with Hyunjin. So, like, obviously when he gets LV, he's going to be going alone all the time.
Fast forward.
Yeah, and then now, like, I see the videos of him doing, like, the interviews.
Swag.
Oh, my God. He has so much confidence. And there was actually, like, a video from someone who attended the event, and then they were just filming Felix. And he was sitting down talking to, like, staff and everything. But there was this huge group of people lined up to do interviews with him. So, like, you know, all the different magazines or news shows and stuff like that. And,
yes.
Like, there seemed like maybe like 100 people there. I was like, dude, what the fuck?
It was like a line at Disneyland.
Holy crap. I mean, I would line up for Felix, too.
It's even easier, too, because Felix speaks
English.
So, yes. And a lot of these are, you know, English-speaking interviewers.
Yes, they are.
So, at the same time, it's perfect. He's like, they want to aim for him.
Yes, exactly. And plus, look at him. I mean, who wouldn't want to interview Felix?
Another real life anime character with a voice of
a demon.
Yes. Not an angel, a demon.
He looks like an angel. So Stray Kids dropped another two kids show. There was multiple ones, actually. So there was one with Ian and Hyunjin, and Lino was the MC. And then actually just last night, I watched it before I went to sleep because it dropped. It was, oh my God.
Oh,
it was,
you're shaking your head.
Yeah, because I watched it and I was like, man, poor Changbin.
So Changbin.
Changbin was the MC, but guess who he was interviewing? Who do you think would cause trouble for him?
everyone.
No, well, I mean, yeah, but Min-chan, the two oldest before Chungbin, Bang-chan and Lino,
right? Especially Lino.
Lino is such a fucking brat. Oh my god.
He is. He's the biggest.
He's naughty.
And then Bang-chan is just like laughs at.
Yeah, he does. He laughs at everything Lino says.
He feeds off Lino's.
He does.
Negative energy.
I felt, honestly, I was like feeling so bad for Chungbin because he's trying to be like.
Keeping it together.
He's trying to, you know, he was like, I'm trying to do my job, basically. And like, he conducted, like, he has like all these questions that. He wanted to ask them, and then I feel like Lino was just trolling him the whole time and like saying like, oh, didn't you already ask this question? Why do you keep talking about this and stuff like that?
No.
And then you have Bang-chan who's not helping, and he's just like following everything Lino says. Even though Bang-chan is the oldest, he doesn't act the oldest when he's with Lino. I feel like he just
Lino
becomes
is
into like a,
yeah.
a baby when he's around Lino.
It's different. His dynamic,
like the dynamic
with each member is
oh
different.
Oh my goodness. And
because
then,
he's definitely acts older when it's Felix. Like
oh
you're
yeah,
protective
of course.
And like,
when it's Lino?
Like it's like a dad almost. It's not
yeah.
even like a big brother, like a father. But Lino, no, he's just like, like the younger brother of Lino.
I know. And then because that was like one of the topics too that Chungbin was bringing up. He's like, do you sometimes feel like you are the younger brother of Lino, even though you're like a year older? And he's like, yeah, I do. And then like Lino's like, yes, he does act like he's very clingy. Bang-chan is very clingy. And then Bang-chan was like, yeah, I admit it. I am.
Oh,
so
boy.
Like he is. But then like there were just moments in that interview where I was like, holy crap, I feel so bad for Chungbin because like I could feel like, he was getting like annoyed.
This guy is frustrated very easily. That's the thing. This guy is like a volcano every time, but he has to hold himself together.
He couldn't yell because like I feel like this show is supposed to be more serious-ish.
Oh,
but
okay,
then
right.
cuz like when I watched the ones I think it was Han. So Chungbin had done an interview with Han and Sungmin first.
Oh,
and, like,
okay.
they're very, like, you know, professional.
Like, actually, yeah.
Answering
doing
his
what
question.
They do. Right, right.
And then for the second one, it was Ian and Hyunjin, and Lino was the MC. And, of course, like, Lino said that, he even said during that interview, he said, like, oh, like, I conducted this interview in a way where I was not, like, he didn't say mean, but then, like...
I was not being an asshole.
Basically. And then, like, Hyunjin and Ian were like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, you should see some of the other episodes. And I think they were talking about the one with Chungbin. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, for real? Because it's probably recorded after.
Yeah. Like, I think, like, they do it all in the same day. But then I'm just like, oh, and then I watched it last night. I was like, oh, I feel for him. I feel so bad. Because I feel like he was getting frustrated. But yeah, anyway, you learn a lot about them because it's more like a personal, like, heart-to-heart while having the other member there. And then at the end, they always sing one of the songs that they have sung together. So obviously, Lino and Bang-chan did Drive, the freaking auto-tune
song. Of course, the auto-tune.
But they didn't use auto-tune for this one. It was all like...
Oh, thank goodness.
Just
I feel
their
like
normal
it would sound cool and fine with their vocals.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you guys want to watch that, it's an interesting watch, I guess. I felt frustrated for Chungbin this time.
That's why.
And then, so, during the one with Ian and Hyunjin, actually, they released an untitled track that has never been heard before.
Oh.
Hyunjin actually wrote it for Ian to sing because he said that it matches Ian's voice. And it's
Ooh.
Kind of like... The song is about, like, you feel like an anime protagonist, basically. And then they actually uploaded the studio version of it on Stray Kids Record on YouTube.
Oh, okay, on YouTube.
Yeah, so you guys can listen to it there. And then they will be attending the AAA,
Not Alcoholics Anonymous.
What does it stand for? Asian
American Awards.
Yeah. In the Philippines. Did you know it was going to be in the Philippines
no.
this year?
No. What the hell?
Yeah.
Man, the Philippines.
Yeah.
The motherland has been getting fed.
I don't know. I'm assuming there's a lot of other artists going. I just haven't looked at the list.
Well, of course, what's her name should be going. The one who's...
Sandara?
Dara's going to 100% go.
I hope so.
Representative of the Philippines, basically.
And then, yeah, so that's on December 14th. And then they also have a lot of those end of the year music shows coming up still.
Maybe Lapolis too, because they have...
That's true. Shanti.
Shanti.
And then one last thing on Bang Chan. So he's being a flirt on Bubble again. When is he not...
Surprise, surprise.
When is he not Delulu? To be honest, I feel like he's more delusional than Stay. No, he is. I'm serious. Like, I feel like his parasocial relationship with Stay is just like on another level.
He loves to tease.
Like, he does. And he says that he's not a good flirt. He's a fucking liar.
He's a fucking master.
He's the master of flirting. So basically he messaged Stays on Bubble and he's like, "Oh, I have something to ask you."
Uh-oh.
He's like, "I wanted to get beefy. Haha. Goal, to do a shirtless performance." Like, who the fuck writes that?
This fucking guy.
And he's like, "Can't at the moment though, but I need to make it." And then he's like, "To the point where I can lift you up with one hand." The fuck, Bang Chan? Like, what the hell are you, like, picturing in your mind?
He strives to be Rain. Or the other one, Jungkook. Other Jungkook.
The one from Running Man?
Yeah, exactly.
No, he wants to be like his dad.
Brock Lesnar.
His dad is fucking shredded.
Dude, I know his dad is fucking
yoked. But he actually even mentioned that, too.
Oh, he did.
He's like, "I have to be as big as dad. Dad is pretty crazy. He's a beast." Then he was like, "You haven't seen my dad? He's shredded."
Dude, some people haven't seen his dad before?
No.
Oh, they have no idea.
They have no idea. This man is like in his 50s.
He's fucking going on crazy. 60,
and he's fucking ripped.
He will beat the shit out of all of our dads.
And he's like, "I worked out with him last time, but I have so much to do if I want to catch up to him." And then he's like, "Anyways, I'll do my best." And then he does the yes, no. Not yes, no. "Your name. Want to exercise too?" Like, he always uses it really well to like make you your YN moment, basically. That's it.
To make sure you're still in Delulu mode with him.
Yes. I mean, my favorite ones is of him like planning a movie date with you and saying like, "Oh, can you pick out my outfit?" And then he'll send like different options. Guy. And it's like, "Okay, we're like gonna be, oh, should we do it at your house or mine?"
Are all his options, wait, what?
Yeah, I mean, like, watch the movie.
Just the movie, huh?
See,
the fact
that
he's asking for houses, whose house, it's not even like going out to watch a movie. This guy is talking about Netflix and chill.
Yes, he is.
And this guy is probably, his attire that he's showing everyone are all crop tops.
No, it's not. It's like pajamas or like a different
pajama
shirt.
Crop tops.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I mean, he's just more Delulu than Stay. Him and Felix, honestly.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
those
Felix
two
too,
Aussies. What's wrong with
from what
them?
I heard? Well, they're Aussies. I guess you're Delulu too.
I am though. Okay, that's
this
it.
Is correct. Well, anyways, done. Yes, good job, Haley. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and joining us this week's episode. We did have a lot of fun in talking about all this stuff. And don't forget to sign up for our K-pop Christmas giveaway, because this is the last time.
Mm-hmm.
By next week's episode, we will announce it, or like you know, kind of start raffling. Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
Like we'll do the. I'll plug everyone's name. That mm-hmm. there's a good amount of you guys this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of you, and we did say anyone can join. So it doesn't matter where you're from. Doesn't matter who you are, as long as you have
an address. As long as you love me.
Okay, as long as you have an address, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Also, we also allowed for a couple people who have actually won.
Yeah.
So there's people who have actually won. First off, as proof, and you can see it on our Instagram page. We kind of saved the IG story highlights of our past winners. We asked them to take pictures with the items that they had won from our previous giveaways. Mm-hmm. We had like a Twice Japan giveaway, our last Christmas giveaway, and it's just like even a KCON giveaway, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yes, that's proof that it's real. And yes, because you never know. If you're lucky enough to get to win a second time.
If you have entered already, don't think like, "Oh, I shouldn't enter." No, you can enter.
You can enter.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. Mm-hmm. You know who you are. You three.
Yeah, exactly.
You three have the only three people who have won something so far. Don't be afraid. Because, I mean, like, if you win the lotto and you win again, and that's not your fault that you're lucky, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
So there you go. So, yes. And if you're still enjoying this and you're still here, please give us a like, rating, subscribe. Hit that notification bell. We changed I didn't even mention in the beginning before, but if you're still here, we did change our, I guess you could say, like, our podcast host.
Yeah.
And now we're under a new thing, so you're probably hearing new advertisements, which is really awesome because, I mean, we do this technically, quote unquote, for free.
Yeah.
But the only way we get paid, because we don't have, like, our own paid subscription, or we don't charge any of you guys. Yeah. We do make money from the ads. Mm-hmm. So... please don't skip too much of it, or like don't just like rewind too past it. At least hear a little bit of it, like yeah. 5 seconds.
I mean, there's like Papa John's ads,
and it's like yeah, it's cool because they're like legit ads. It's not me just saying to listen to Spotify for podcasters because that's I had to pre-record that, and we're not under Spotify for podcasters anymore. Mm-hmm. But yes, so thank you everyone for tuning in. Give us a like, rating, subscribe. Check us out on our social media stuff.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Especially on Instagram, that's where you will submit your entries, and you can also DM and message us and then just chat with us. TikTok, you can check out our awesome videos. Please follow if you do have a TikTok there. We very much appreciate it. And that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. Till the next episode, everyone take care, stay safe, and as always,
peace.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.